From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday that it was in the interest of all that Britain had a well-defined position before beginning talks to leave the European Union. Speaking during a visit to Berlin by British Prime Minister Theresa May, the German leader stressed that negotiations on a Brexit could only begin when London triggered the formal mechanism to leave the bloc. It's in all of our interest for Britain to apply for the exit with a well-defined negotiating position. Merkel spoke as she's expected to play a pivotal role in the talks. May is on her first foreign trip since taking office in the wake of Britain's seismic Brexit referendum, stressed that Britain would not ask to leave the EU before the end of 2016. Turkey Wednesday intensified a sweeping crackdown on the media, the military, the courts, and the education system after an attempted coup, targeting tens of thousands of teachers and other state employees for dismissal. The move raised concerns about basic freedoms and the effectiveness of key institutions. The Turkish government has focused in particular on teachers suspected of backing Friday's failed uprising. Iran's vice president and head of the country's Atomic Energy Organization responded Wednesday to the leak of a document which revealed that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program will ease years earlier than previously thought. Speaking live on state TV, Ali Akbar Salehi said Iran had requested that world powers not make it public, said we had an agreement with 5+1 countries, too, on a collaboration with us in this plan. VOA News. A man wearing a heavy coat with wires hanging out prompted a security alert, and a partial lockdown in central Brussels, but it turned out to be a false alarm, according to police. Authorities believe that the man was a student measuring radiation levels in the Belgian capital, according to a police spokeswoman. No explosives were found, and the man was detained for questioning. The police spokeswoman said everything was under control. Belgium has been living under the country's second highest terror threat level since November after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. Russia's top Olympic official said Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday over whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The Russian Olympic Committee president, Alexander Zhukov, said the issue is to be resolved by Sunday. He says the most important issue, of course, is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for participation in the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The International Olympic Committee, meanwhile, is examining its legal options after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency investigator Richard McLaren that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. Germany's top security official said the country's investigation so far into an attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect in that acted alone. The interior minister, Thomas de Maizière, told reporters in Berlin Wednesday that it appears that the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker was radicalized by watching online propaganda. He was shot and killed by police after wounding five in an axe and knife attack. The interior ministry went on to say that a video of the suspect that was posted by the Islamic State group is authentic and seems to be a classic farewell video of a suicide attacker. The top U.S. Navy commander vowed Wednesday to continue patrols in the South China Sea, which have angered Beijing. It comes after an international tribunal dismissed China's vast maritime claims. John Richardson visited the Navy base in northern China and said the U.S. Navy will continue to conduct routine and lawful operations around the world, including the South China Sea. Israel said Wednesday that it and the Republic of Guinea have renewed diplomatic relations after 49 years. It's a diplomatic score for Israel as it looks to improve political and economic ties in the Muslim world. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.